Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. 4 hours till kickoff.
Hi, this is Wendell Saylor. You can now stream every Triple M game of the NRL and AFL live on Listener. It's just confidence. Ad-lib football.
Oh! Oh, you can hear it from the box. Kick out.
He's just been kick out. Download it now. L-I-S-T-N-R.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh, no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball. Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Welcome again, everybody. In the end, Wynnum beat Tweed and they'll make their way to the Q Cup Grand Final. Get on board a Sea-Doo. Discover why it's Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft. It's Anthony Maroon. It's James Tricep Super Gordon Tallis. And our special guest for this hour, 2014 Rabbitohs Grand Final hero Ben Teo. Good to see you again, old mate.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's an exciting day for Rabbitohs fans and footy fans.
How do you see this one, Ben? Who wins and why?
Look, my heart says South Sydney. Look, it's going to be a tight game. I feel the ball's going to be a bit slippery, so they're going to have to look after it. But I feel like a bit of destiny is on South Sydney's side, you know, with Wayne and Adam Reynolds and all these guys leaving. They're desperate. They know this is their last shot, and I hope that can get them through.
Okay, well, your memories of that 2014 side, and what you're saying there, Ben, is probably like emotion can carry you somewhat in a big game like this.
Yeah, you know, I always believed that South Sydney had a big game in them, this final series. I didn't think they had two big games, and now they're going to need three to get over the line. And I think Wayne's been so good at really narrowing their focus because, to be honest, I even believed that once Latrell got hurt, I thought they were done. Most teams fold under that type of pressure, but he's got them humming and he's got them believing him. You know, when those guys are believing in what they're doing, they're going to be hard to stop.
Hey, Benny, how do you get that belief? Like when you played, you guys and the Roosters, it was neck and neck, wasn't it? And a couple of real big clubs going out there. When did you guys sit in the dressing room and look around and go, we can win this?
Well, I think we were just so disappointed from the year before, the preliminary, when we lost to Manly. We were up at halftime and we bombed that game. You know, we choked. But I don't think it was till that second half versus the Roosters where we pulled away from them and beat them. I think that's when we believed, like, we can do it. But up until then, there was just so many tough games. And a lot of us had experienced a lot of disappointment in prelims.
And you would have played Origins and you would have played some big games. See, Maroon, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, when you get there, there's a moment or a thing where you just, something happens and they fall away and then you go, oh.
Yeah.
We, you know, and then that's when you get, so like there's a moment when you all walk in, you're sitting in the dressing room and you go, we've got this. And sometimes you don't know until the final whistle, mate, until grand final day. Like if you ask Penrith when they're playing the, you know, like the great Raiders side and they got beaten the year before, they probably didn't realise until Royce Simmons scores that second try and they all jump around that they probably didn't know that moment. Or when the Raiders, mate, until Steve Jackson scores that try, they probably didn't know then either.
Ben, what was it like when the 2014 Grand Final kicks off and in the opening exchanges you see Sam Burgess and James Graham have that iconic collision? And then I can only imagine on the bench and amongst the Rabbitohs inner sanctum, it must have been a little bit of pandemonium about exactly what was going on.
Yeah, I can't really remember in the first 5 minutes being too worried about it. Maybe I didn't know how severe it was. But once I saw the trainers running on and then, you know, I started to feel like, oh, Sam's going to go off here. He's done. Mm. I really started to get nervous because I thought that was going to be a real mental edge for the Bulldogs. If Sam had gone off the field, it would have been really tough for us. But he knew that too. There was no way he wasn't going to play that game. He was desperate to win one, you know. He was a man on a mission that year.
Yeah.
So I just think that's where we sort of felt like, you know, we had to really turn the screws on them and finish them off.
I spoke to Sam after that. I think he went up to the V8, you know, like the IndyCar, the Gold Coast race, and I was just talking to him. And I said, oh, mate, was there a chance of going off? He goes, no, I was pointing to my cheek so everybody knew. Like he was doing that. So a bit of theatre. He goes, listen, this is what I've done to let everybody know. And then when he stays out there, that's the confidence that you give your teammates.
I think he said he could feel his face bouncing around. And I remember I was on the right edge and he was in the middle. So I remember going over to him and telling him, Sam, go to the edge. I'll go in the middle for you. I'll go in the middle. And I played majority of that grand final in the middle. But as the game went on, I just started to see him just reappearing in the middle, taking hit-ups, trying to smack blokes. Boys, and I just thought, oh, he's on here. He just wants – this is how he wants to go out in a blaze of glory.
Boys, I'm going to take a quick break here. That's the voice of Ben Teo, who is, of course, part of the Triple M stable now, and he will be again, no doubt, in 2022. But we're going to come back, and we're going to be joined by another grand final hero, a friend of the show, Craig Gower, to talk about his Panthers, plus the Raging Bull. It's all coming up as Triple M rocks the grand final.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back, and of course we're joined by Ben Teo, special guest for this last hour of the show. James Triceps Hooper, Gordy Tallis, Ben Teo, and Maroon, and joining us on the phone, a Penrith Grand Final hero, one of the all-round good guys, and a bloke we love to catch up with is Craig Gower, joining us too on the Sunday Sin Bin. Gowie, welcome.
Maroon, how's things, buddy?
Fantastic. Do you get to spend much time around this current squad, mate?
Oh, mate, I was going in there a little bit. Obviously, with all this COVID sort of stuff, it sort of limited any access I could get in there. And, so it's just been a bit of a difficult time. But, always in touch with Nate or Ivan, just young with them all the rest of today.
What do you think of their chances, Gowie? Do you like them or...?
Yeah, I do like them. I like them for the reasons that they have done it the hard way, and on top of that, they would have gained so much confidence out of what they've done over the last couple of weeks. Even though they've been, physical and pretty brutal games, you can only take confidence out of that. You know, beating Melbourne the way that they did, and defensively they've been strong. Obviously, their attack is. It's not what it was at the beginning of the year, but they've certainly got the players to obviously produce points.
Hey, Gowie, it's Gordy. If you were the captain today, what would be the last thing you would say to your troops before you run out there?
The last thing I would say is just more about just composure, Gordy. You know, the composure is going to be the big thing for them, is because. Of what happened to them last year, they got done by the occasion, the first 20 minutes, and I think that's the biggest thing for them this year is to keep their composure, kicking well, just putting the ball in parts of the footy field that South don't want to dig their way out of, and I think that'll go a long way to winning the game.
So, Gowie, just before you go, mate, you talked about their road to the grand final, and I mean they've had three hard games. South obviously beat them. Parramatta, then Melbourne. So whether they won those games or not, they were close, low-scoring contests, and Panthers' defence was remarkable.
Yeah, it certainly was, Maroon. And that's one thing that team's been really – that's done really well for the last couple of years is their defence, and it's something that they can rely on in those big games. On these big games, you've got to take your chances, and it's going to be – those critical times when these chances pop up that they need to ice, and it's going to go for both teams. If they don't ice those big plays at certain times, they might not get those opportunities again.
Gowie, take us back to 2003. It was one of the greatest grand final upsets in history. Even though you were the minor premiers, the Roosters had been such a benchmark side and were the defending premiers. There was that many big moments, weren't there? Like, I remember by the end of the game, you looked like you'd gone 15 rounds with Mike Tyson. You had Sats as tackle. You had Luke Prittis playing out of his skin. What are your memories of that period?
Yeah, Hoops, I think... in that game that obviously stand out in my mind, it's Luke's first run out of dummy half, going straight through the middle of the Roosters' defence, putting away Luke Rooney. The next one was obviously Luke out of dummy half, just bouncing over and scoring, Sats' tackle, and then Luke, seeing an option down the short side, throwing a 20-metre cutout in the rain and hitting Luke Rooney on the chest. You know, they're the four moments of the game where, you know, thankfully, that, you know, those guys come up with the big plays to help us win that grand final.
What about Sats's tackle? How much of a lift was that at that point in time?
Well, that's a massive lift too, because you'd look around and you just see the winger just scooting away. So you just think, oh, well, that's it's over. You know, they're going to score a try, you know. But Sats was sort of back there a bit and obviously, you know, he chased his ass off to get across to Bernie. And luckily, he had the pace to bring him down in one of the most all-time tackles of a grand final.
Righto, mate. We wish you all the best today. How many points do you think Panthers will win by?
If they play to their full potential, I think they can go 13+. But I'll just say it'll be definitely, I reckon, it's 20-12. I'll say the score. I think they can put some points on if they play their full potential today.
Good on you, Gowie. Always good to catch up with you, mate. That line's not so great, so we'll leave it there. But always great to catch up with you, champion.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Craig Gow joining us as Triple M rocks the NRL. We're going to catch up with Ben Teo. Ben, do you get to see any of some of your old teammates from that Rabbitohs side in 2014?
Recently? No, I haven't seen too many. The only guy that floats around here is the big Fijian.
Big
Takiri. You know, you see him floating around Brizzy at the moment. But the current crop, I haven't seen them too much. Just a few text messages, but I've stayed away recently. I just want them to continue with the vibe they got going, and I don't want to interfere with that.
Okay, I'm going to take a break here, boys. We'll come back and we'll do the Raging Bull, thanks to Apricity Finance. Lots and lots of people are asking, can we replay the Andrew Abdo interview? We'll see if we can get our producer to dig that up, or he's offsider Tony Fordham might be able to. Can you dig that up for us, Tony?
Because you know, Tony Soprano.
Well, Channel 9 have got a Fordham. Today FM's got a Fordham. 2GB's got a Fordham. So now we've got a Fordham. Tony Soprano's changed his name to Tony Fordham as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. Thanks to Sea-Doo. Get on board of Sea-Doo. And, of course, thanks to Tyre Power too for all their help through the year. The great race sale is on now at Tyre Power. Like buy three, get one free on selected Kumo passenger and SUV tyres. It's time for this, though. Okay, it's thanks to our friends at Apricity. Turn your workflow into cash flow with an invoice finance facility, and you know where to get it, Apricity Finance. 1300 APR ICITY. Gordy, what are you raging about?
Well, I just want to read Lyndon Toll, our great friend from Apricity Maroon.
I know Lyndon, yes, great guy.
Yes, well, he wants to thank you, Kenty, and Hoops personally. Mm. He has loved our support, and he said he'll be back next year. How good.
Well, fantastic.
How good. I just hope that we are.
Yes, well, that's right. And I'll sit with him at Origin again.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Mate, you know what? I just want to thank. So, you know, normally I've got to throw someone under the bus, isn't it, when it comes to that. But I just want to thank the Queenslanders. I know that it'd be hard, and myself and Kenty have locked horns a couple of times to say, you know, there's no doubt that if this game was played in Sydney with South, and the amount of fans they have in Penrith, you know, like obviously they're the pride of the West at the moment. It'd probably sell out two stadiums, but for Queenslanders to go and support teams that they don't follow, that they don't support, to turn up each week. And when they first moved up here, we didn't know what stadiums they were going to be at. And even this week, you know, I was up at Airlie Beach. I didn't even know. And I was getting asked when I was going to get the bread and the milk for the kids in the morning, where was the grand final going to be played? So to Andrew Abdo, Peter Volandis and his staff and all the NRL for keeping our game alive, because I know that the challenges that they face with COVID and you know, only the Sydney people would know that they've been in lockdown for a while now. The challenges we face, I think that the game last year, we were the first to get on track, and we were the leaders in the world about keeping our game going, and it's a game for the people. We're a blue-collar game. We love it. So I just want to thank everybody involved to keeping us all in, for keeping us all into a job and giving Queenslanders a chance. And all the signs around town is once in a lifetime. So for the Queenslanders to get a grand final up here, it is a Sydney game. It's our grand final does live in Sydney, but for us to, for the Queenslanders to get a chance, and we can, and then here I can see them all marching in at the moment, Maroon. Hopefully it's a great game and it's a great spectacle.
Yeah, well said, Gordon. What's the split like amongst the fans walking in? Is there a lot of South fans?
A lot of black jerseys on this, okay. But I've got no doubt. I reckon South will be the favourites. I think Wayne Bennett's got that. And, you know, I work with South, and the reason I'm going with South is you don't realise that they are the pride of the league until you've been involved with them and how special and their fans. Like, I remember going, and I'm on the concourse, talking to South fans, and one bloke just stood up and abused me and said he didn't want me at his club. But I love that. No, oh, mate, I'm there. And I'm thinking,
based on
oh,
what? What
this?
Was his,
mate,
what was his
book? Oh, this bloke just went off.
It was Richo. Yeah.
Well, kidding. Mate, it could have been Maroon dressed up. He would have had a different hairstyle. But you know, like, South's passion and, you know, and there's that old saying, when South Sydney are going well, rugby league's going well. So our game's in great shape. And, you know, for television ratings, we always wanted a big side in Sydney, and that's South Sydney and the West, because that's the market that everybody's chased. That's why the AFL put a team there. But, you know, it's a shame that it's not going to fill a, you know, 80-odd thousand seat stadium in Sydney and the Sydney people. So to all those fans that are going to sit at home and watch it, you know, I just hope that you enjoy it as well.
Yeah, well said. And it'll be a great interview one day to just sit back and talk to somebody about all the infrastructure and moving it. And Ben Teo, mate, it's great to catch up with you. Who do you think's going to win today? You did say earlier, but just for anyone who's just joined us.
Yeah, look, I think, like I said earlier, destiny's on their side. I think the Bunnies are going to go through someone like Wayne, getting them prepared the last few weeks. I'm seeing a lot of Rabbitohs jerseys around the street. Caxton's full. They're going to replicate the Burrow up here and have plenty of support. So that's who I'm going with, the Bunnies.
All right. And Hoops, I know you've got to take off a bit early here. So just before you go, mate, I just wanted to say that you really have let yourself down this year. I don't know what the people at Fox think about you, but when I leave here, I go, how does that bloke get himself dressed in the morning? That's what I...
Good luck today, Anthony, right? Yep. I can see that the big game jitters are now starting bit of shape, right? Yep. To Gordy and the way that Gordy thanked the press city earlier, I just sincerely hope that next year when COVID lifts to a degree and you are allowed to start hosting your functions and whatnot again, that you do actually send invoices rather than just exchanging rolls of folding everywhere.
There's options. A quality... veteran journalist like me, veteran announcer like me, options are always on the table, mate. Okay. So if I don't see you
good
next
luck
year,
tonight, mate.
God love you.
Good luck.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rock in the grand final. Dan Ganane on board tonight to call that game for you. Hope you'll join us. Thanks to our sponsors, Ream and Macca's. Now, earlier on in the show today, we spoke to the NRL CEO, Andrew Abdo. Lots and lots of people missed that interview. We thought we'd play it for you again. Here's how it went down. Andrew Abdo, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
And just to be clear, Andrew, before we go any further, we are now all systems go. We are at Suncorp Stadium. Kickoff time is ready to go. Nothing can stop us.
It's been a tough week. It's been a tough season, and it's been a long year. But we are. It's the grand final. We're all systems go, and we're very, very excited to be playing in front of a 39,000 capacity crowd and over 3 million people across the country. We've got two teams ready for the grand final, but the truth is we've got millions of fans as excited, and it's going to be a terrific day.
Just how touch and go has it been over the course of the last 48 hours, Andrew? Your phone would have been running red hot these last 48 hours especially.
Yeah, and my stomach also as well, James. I'll be honest. It's been tough because you know we're really in the hands of this pandemic, and so it was really important for us to have no community transmissions leading into this event. The Queensland government, credit to them, and Queensland Health have done a terrific job, and we're in a position now where we can play in front of a live crowd, and that was really important for us. We knew we could always play the game because of our protocols, but we wanted to play the game in front of a live crowd. That's important for our fans and for the players. It has been a very tough week, but we're very excited now. We've planned for the worst and hoped for the best, and it's a beautiful day up in Brisbane, and we're all systems go, so we're very excited.
Yeah, congratulations. I actually drove past the stadium to get to Triple M Studios, and you've done a fantastic job, and I don't know how many people you have on the ground. How hard was it to knock back some fans? I know that I had a lot of tickets to get, and there's some that I didn't get myself. But that must have been a difficult situation when you got rugby league fans up here, and the government or the health, Queensland Health said that, you know, that they're cutting it to 75%.
It's heartbreaking, Gordy. It's heartbreaking for all of us, particularly those that are so passionate about the sport and see how much this game means to our fans. So that's not something that was enjoyable. It was heart-wrenching. You know, unfortunately for us, it's a decision that's out of our hands. We have to respect the fact that these decisions are made with the safety and the health of the community in mind. And we try to do this as fairly as possible and on a last-in, first-out basis. And for fans that have missed out, we will make sure that we look after them next year at major events, you know, Magic Round and Origin and so on and so forth. Clearly, this is a once-in-113-year opportunity to go to a grand final, so nothing I can say can make people feel better about them missing out. But, you know, this was something that was out of our control.
What's the NRL's plans next season? We've already seen the AFL have been told that if players are not vaccinated, they won't be able to play, they won't be able to turn up to pre-season training. What's the NRL's position on this?
Yeah, we're hard at work at that already, believe it or not, thinking very, very carefully and putting a lot of work and thought and development into the plans for next year and the protocols, more importantly. The world is going to look very different. We're getting into a different phase now of dealing with the pandemic. And as you say, Paul, you know, vaccination drive is a community imperative for us. And as a sport, we're a subset of that. You're going to see restrictions ease. You're going to see a different way of us dealing with this pandemic. And as a sport, we have to be ready for that. Vaccination is one element. So obviously, our focus is to try and get as many players, officials, staff vaccinated as possible. We're leading by example. At the NRL, we're up to 95% that had one or two jabs at our staff. And then we're working with each of the 16 clubs on a strategy to get as many players and officials vaccinated. It has to be a holistic approach. Vaccination is not the silver bullet for anything, not just for our sport, because as you lift restrictions, you are going to have the virus running through the community, and you can still transmit the virus even if you've been vaccinated. So rapid testing technology becomes very important for us as a safety measure. And as does the protocols. And we don't want players living in a bubble. That's not sustainable. So we need to have protocols that are flexible but keep everyone protected. So those are the three things that we're working on at the moment, so that by the time players get back to preseason, I mean, we want everyone back at home. So we want, you know, the teams from New South Wales back and the teams from and the Melbourne Storm back in Victoria and of course the Raiders back in ACT, and the Warriors are committed to starting the year in Australia, and hopefully through next year we're able to get them back home and playing games in New Zealand. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. We want as many people vaccinated as possible, but it's not the silver bullet. It's not going to be mandatory to be vaccinated, but there will be different protocols for players that aren't vaccinated, and those will be quite significant. And hopefully we're going to see a very, very high vaccination level.
How will that look different? Your career, your future at the club look different. Your season, how will it look different from the rest of your teammates?
It's a good question. And so there's two elements to that. The one is, you know, how it's going to look different to in just general society, because there's going to be obviously there'll be public health orders for people that are vaccinated and unvaccinated. But then, of course, public transport, flying, staying at hotels, going to events, all of those agencies will make their calls, and some of them have already made the calls around how important it is to be vaccinated and to show...
The Melbourne government, for instance, has said that everyone must be vaccinated in the AFL, which obviously is going to take in the Storm as well. So that would indicate that every Storm player must be vaccinated, and anybody that goes to Melbourne to play the Storm will have to be vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, then you're simply not going to be welcome in Victoria.
Yeah, potentially. They haven't spoken about from an attendance perspective, but certainly they've said for their own professional team. So that is true. And it's going to be a state-by-state approach. The way we're approaching it is there will be a different set of protocols for those players that haven't been vaccinated, and it'll be quite onerous. You know, it could be COVID testing very regularly, potentially at the player's expense, a requirement to live at much higher protocols, mask wearing, you know, they may not be able to utilize the same group facilities. So there's definitely going to be an implication for players that choose not to get vaccinated. And I'm really hopeful, Paul, that it's a very, very small minority.
Well, that's it for us, boys. Ben Teo, always good to catch up with you, old mate. Enjoy the off season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And no doubt we'll see you again next year on the call team. Gordy, you enjoy your off-season as well, mate. Well,
thank you, Anthony. Just on the serious side, thank you for the year, mate. You're so entertaining and you're a pleasure to work with.
Well,
you're my favourite.
Wish I could say the same about you, brother. But anyway, you know I love you.
I was sincere. I love working with you.
No, I love working with you too, mate. And I will catch up with you when I can get back over the border. We'll catch up at Broadbeach and we'll have something to eat at George's Italian there at Broadbeach.
Absolutely.
On behalf of the team, enjoy it. We're going to hand you over to the great Tony Squires next with James Graham. And Christian Welsh steps in as Triple M rocks the grand final.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.